Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shkes Panzer Loinish Batsayim Yakashom Daf Asitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a fascinating dialogue between Rabbanon and Rava. The Rabbanon, the Talmidim, told Rava that Rava, you're Shoylon Mar. You are hired by us, you're borrowed by us. Why? Because you're teaching us Torah. So Rava was mocked, but he didn't like this statement. And he says, no, you are borrowed by me. Why? Because I could change the Masechta that I'm teaching. And the Gemara concludes and says, that B'yoyim Dekalo, on Erev Chag, when the Rebbe must teach a certain topic, then the Rebbe is shol to the Talmidim. But in the rest of the year, the Talmidim was shol to the Rebbe. Rabbi Eliashiv, in the Oros, on this Masechta, has a beautiful pshat to explain the two opinions of Rava and the Talmidim. And he says like this, If the owner needs to help the borrower because of a mitzvah, is that considered to be Baal of Imoy or is not considered to be Baal of Imoy? She says it depends. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah ben Odom HaMokoyim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that this person needs to do it, mitzvah ben Odom HaMokoyim, it's not willingly, it's not considered to be under the rishus of the owner. But if the mitzvah is ben Odom LeChaveiroi, and he's doing something to his friend because he has a mitzvah to help his friend, so they consider to be Baal Avimoy. He's doing something for his friend because of a mitzvah. But it's not because he needs to do it anyway for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says this is the argument between Rava and the Talmidim. The Talmidim felt that the reason that Rava is learning Torah, teaching them Torah, is a mitzvah minatum lechaveir. He's doing an obligation to the Talmidim. And therefore, he's considered to be Baal Avimoy. He is helping them because of that mitzvah. He told them, no, it's not a mitzvah shemadam lechaveir. So it's a mitzvah shemadam lechaveir. Because you need to learn Torah, and part of learning Torah is to teach Torah. So it's not a shibu to the friend, it's shibu to klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Baal Avim over here. That's the argument between Rabbanon and Rava. Continues Rabbi Yashiv and explains, so what's the Hemshech HaGemara? It brings what the Ritva and the Nuki Yosef and the Dorim say, that regarding, is there a shvur that a person can do to learn Torah? He's mujma v'ayim in Mar Sinai. He's obligated to learn Torah from Mar Sinai. So say the Ritva and the Nuki Yosef, that's true. He has to learn Torah Mar Sinai. But what to learn, that he has a choice what to learn. So a person can do a shvur that he's going to learn a specific Masechta. He has to learn anyway, but which Masechta to learn, that he could choose. So he says like this, the mitzvah shemadam lamokoyim is a mitzvah to learn Torah. But what to learn, that's your choice. You could do with it whatever you want. So may the fact that Rav is teaching the Talmidim, that's mitzvah shemadam lamokoyim, says Rav. So therefore that's a considered Baal Avimoy. What is teaching? That his choice. That's his choice. He's not doing anything for them. He's doing for himself. So says the Gemara, B'yayim v'dekalo, that the Rebbe must teach the Talmidim what they need to learn. So he's doing for them a mitzvah shemadam lechaveir. Because there, it's not mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did not tell him to learn a specific perek. And therefore, it's Baal Avimoy. But the rest of the year, the Rebbe learns whatever he wants. So anything he's giving to the Talmidim is mitzvah shemadam lechaveir. And that's why it's not considered to be Baal Avimoy. That's a beautiful pshat of Rav Yashiv. Now another he'ora that we have in the sugya is brought down in some of the Mefarshim. We mentioned here with the Eretzvi, Ritzvi from him, from Koshiklov, is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutei says that learns from the pasuk and returns to Shem Chevtzoy, and am loy metoyra ela b'mokov shaliboy chofetz. Says Rashi there in Avodah Zarah that a Rebbe should not teach the Talmud only what the Talmud wants, not a masechta he doesn't want to learn. So asks the Eretzvi, but here in our Gemara, it says clearly the Rebbe could choose the topic. So that's a chorastir to the Gemara of Dezar. So says the Kosh Glover, he says, look at the Rashi over here in our sugyo. When Rav explains why he could choose which masechta to learn, he says the words, I don't want to forget the learning. I don't want to forget it, so I have to learn another masechta. So he explains, the pshat is that if for someone to forget his learning, it's a big issur. You have a lot on that. So then the Rebbe has a good reason not to learn what the Talmud wants. But without that, the Rebbe has to teach the Talmud whatever he wants. And that's what the Gemara of the Zohar is saying. And if you say it this way, this works very nicely for Rav Eliashiv. Because to come and teach the Talmud the subject that he wants is mitzvah shvirat ha-machaveir. Usually, if the Rebbe doesn't care, do the mitzvah shvirat ha-machaveir. Teach the Talmud what he wants. Only if the Rebbe has enough communion not to forget, then the Rebbe could say, no, I'm going to learn something else. ends the Eretz Tzvi with a beautiful word. It says, why does Rashi in Avodah Zohar explain that when it says Makom Shelibur Chofetz means that the Rebbe should teach the Talmud what the Talmud wants to learn? Why does it explain the Pashup Shah in the Gemara that a person should learn whatever he wants to? That a person should choose whatever he wants? Says the Kojik Lover you see from here, that a person should learn whatever he wants, that's the Pashup. I don't need for that the Pasuk. And this goes back to the Aglital in the Agdoma that says that the main thing in learning is for a person to have enjoyment from his learning. And the people make a mistake and they feel if you're enjoying the learning, so you're not really learning Lishma. Says like Agdoma, that's not true. Adrabah, the best way to connect to learning is through enjoyment. Says there at Tzvi, that's what you see over here. A person has to learn whatever he enjoys, that's clear. So what's the discussion regarding your Rebbe teaching the Talmud? Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to Hotzikul, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.